This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has said he expects former Vice President Joe Biden to become the next president of the United States. Yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, the Republican governor shared his observations that although President Donald Trump's legal challenges to the November election are currently underway, he had confidence in the election security and that the Biden administration needs to begin its transition.
And it is very important that Joe Biden have access to the intelligence briefings to make sure that he is prepared. During times of transition, our enemies have an opportunity to try to take advantage of us. We want to make sure that there is a smooth transition, particularly when it comes to the vaccine distribution, the coronavirus, that everybody understands what we're doing there and what the plan is for the future.
According to official election results, Biden has led Trump by more than 5.5 million in the popular vote. With most ballots tallied, Biden's preliminary electoral college tally is 306 to Trump's 232 electoral votes. Hutchinson said that while the court challenges should proceed, the nation needs to come together once the litigation is resolved. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has renewed a call for residents to wear masks and follow social distancing guidelines. The governor's comments at his latest COVID-19 updates were in response to a sharp increase in the daily number of new COVID-19 cases in the state, as well as that of the rest of the country. Edwards said those who don't follow mask-wearing guidelines and social distancing are causing the uptick in cases, as well as an increase in social gatherings.
We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things work. We've seen them work here and elsewhere. But it's time to make sure that we're all engaged in these common sense, proven mitigation measures.
The state recorded 2,812 confirmed new cases Friday, including 680 probable cases that were detected using the less accurate antigen tests compared with the more accurate PCR tests. Although Louisiana has fared better than most states as COVID-19 infections and deaths are surging across the nation, Dr. Joe Cantor with the Louisiana Department of Health says that could change quickly.
We as a state have a window of opportunity right now. You look across the country, you see what's happening. It's beginning to start here. We have a window of opportunity. That window is closing as we speak.
According to the LDH, all parishes in Louisiana have seen an uptick in COVID-19 cases, and they are concerned the state could see more infections, hospitalizations, and deaths after the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards has been hospitalized because of breathing problems. The 93-year-old Edwards was taken by ambulance to Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge Friday afternoon. Edwards biographer Leo Honeycutt says he tested negative for both COVID-19 and pneumonia, but doctors decided to keep the former governor in the hospital for observation. There was no immediate word on his condition over the weekend. You've been listening to Red River Radio News.